Blog Talk Radio.
The masses applauding the end of 2020. Welcome, people, to She's Raising
right?
Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying, sweetie, right? Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. I'm actually starting to worry about 2021 because people want this over so bad. You know what
well,
I mean,
honey, it's got to be better. I know exactly what you're saying, but you know what the truth is? It has to be better than what we had. It has to be. Because we have things in place.
Anything has to be.
Yeah, we have things in place that will insulate us. And I think that that's going to make the biggest difference in, I'm going to broad speak here and say all of our lives. So welcome, people, to She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio, coming at you bi-coastally. I got my lovely, gorgeous, sexy Liz Colossos holding up the West Coast, and boy, are her arms tired. And I'm just doing what I got to do on the East Coast. And here we are. Here we are.
I'm trying to hold it up. It's not an easy state to hold up.
No, it's. You think New York is easy? Come on, sweetheart. Come on. But
I know.
Here we are. Here we are. And, you know, we're happy to, you know, end the final week of the show in New York and
wow.
in the West Coast. And this is, and you and I were discussing before, I remember one of the first shows that we were doing, I was sitting on my deck, it was probably 90 degrees, and we're talking about, it was September 11th here in New York, and I was looking at the blue beams that were, you know, the part of the sky, and you were telling
right.
me about all the fires that were going on the West Coast, and I was thinking, yeah, this is where we are. We are just a contrast, but both of us being brought together by something that's just, again, I don't want to say tragedy because, you know, historically we've gone through worse, but yeah, and here we are, and we managed to show up, and yeah, here's the show.
And I'm thrilled to be here. I mean, I feel like during this past year, people have reached out and needed people more so. Wouldn't you agree, Lori?
Mm.
I mean, it's
Absolutely.
Scary when all of this is happening at once, the pandemic. And then,
yeah.
especially over the summer, you know, the fires out here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you said New York had been like a ghost town. Would you still
yeah.
describe it like that? Yeah. And,
I will.
You know, the
yeah.
theaters being shut down. It's just something I wouldn't, and the schools, and you get into that, the children, the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
mm-hmm.
just, well, children or kids or children. The
mm-hmm.
fact of the matter
mm-hmm.
is it has been a tough year, but they're, you know, feel inspired. Maybe I'm one
yes.
of those naive ones, you know,
no.
that just
no.
I just feel inspired that, you know, it's got to be a little bit better. And if it's, we got to
mm-hmm.
make it better. We got to get out there and make it more inspirational.
You know, that's exactly what I was saying last week. You remember, you know, Angie Miller, she's been on our show.
Yes.
And she said
yeah.
something to me last week that I was just riveted when she said this. It was just something very simple. She said, if we saw this coming toward us, it probably would have been worse. If we knew what was going to be the next step, that would have been worse for us. So sometimes ignorance is bliss. We didn't know what was happening because I remember telling people, you know, when we first came back on the air, I was telling people, you know what, it's going to be 2 weeks and we're going to get back to the restaurants. We're going to go back to everything that we knew. And here we are 9 months deep. And that's
I know.
Really, I think she was right. I think it was better that we didn't know, because then you tuck and roll, then you might, you know, overreact to something. We didn't know what was coming. And as with the plague, the Spanish flu, nobody knew what was going to happen. Nobody knew what the Great Depression was going to be. Nobody knew. And I think it's better that you don't, because that terrifies you and you can't think clearly. So I honestly think that the fact that we didn't know how long this was going to last, I think it's for the better. I really think it is.
Good point. I mean, it might be because I remember, you know, then the guessing game. Oh, January, everything's back to normal.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And then you finally just stop and go, you know what? This
mm-hmm.
is a week by week thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
mm-hmm.
estimate when. I mean, did I think my kid would be doing college from his room? God knows what he's doing in
that
room.
Oh, my God. That must have been something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, no, he's studying. I trust him, I think.
No, of course,
but
of course.
At the same time, what a bummer, you know. And so that sounded so L.A., Lori. What a bummer.
But you know what? And all the people that graduated, you know, you can't have that ceremony that, you know, again, people who just, you know, okay, I can't get the graduation is going to be the best thing. And you don't have that. You don't even have the small parties that even if you, you know, you don't want to have something big. You don't have the small family members coming to your house and celebrating your graduation, your wedding, whatever it was. You didn't
exactly.
have that this year.
But
you had it virtually. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Talk to me, Mama. Go ahead.
I was speaking with he and his girlfriend, who stayed together this entire time, and now I want their
That's
secret
cool.
because I'm about to we're about to kick each other out, which I just announced to the whole world. Everybody, my husband and I are
going
to kick
people.
Each other out. Mm-hmm. Here we headed to 2021, kicking each other out.
Mm-hmm.
But they told me, the teenagers,
mm-hmm.
that they feel like they have been through so much and are very
yeah.
resilient, and it
yeah.
has improved their strength. Because these kids
I
have a
so.
Lot out here, you know, like they think they
mm-hmm.
don't, but they're by the beach and they're by the mountains, or they can go skiing, and, you know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
they, sometimes they don't realize how much they have. So there are some parts of it that, you know, makes them take a step back and go, wow, we're stronger than we thought. Be grateful.
Yes. Yeah. You know, you know how I am at this point. I think that sometimes the worst thing that could happen to you is the best thing that could happen to you. And I think
right.
that, and I always say, I know my friends who are going to show up to weddings, christenings, and all of the wonderful things that we celebrate. I want to know the friends that are going to show up at funerals and things that I need. This is where we have the tale of two cities, the divide of, okay, it's very easy to come and enjoy and drink and dance. But what do you do
happy.
when
yeah.
yeah, when everything, when the cards are down? What do you do when things are not working in your favor? What do you do when everybody is working at a deficit? That's what I want to see. And
exactly.
the one thing I have to say, I think that, and I think you would agree with this, everybody's lost somebody. I've lost people spiritually. I've lost people physically. But I've also
yeah.
gained people. I've also gained a wonderful group of people that, you know, you say, my God, this is the way this person reacts to this, and I want to align myself with them. And I think that that's what all of this is about. I really think so.
Maybe, because, like, I'll see someone like that, and I'm like, how does she react like this?
Mm-hmm.
And she's got so much on her plate. That's inspiring, you know, to see someone
it
be
is.
Able to deal with it like that.
I think so. And like I said, stuff like this, this is, you know, we're relatively within 10 years of each other. I'm older than you. But
no,
we
you're
haven't,
not.
Yeah,
I'm not
saying
my age.
You don't have to say your age, but I'm saying I'm old. Yeah, I'm older than you. And, you know, again, proud of it. But what I'm trying to say is it's we haven't dealt with this in 100 years. And
yeah.
I always say I wished I'd listened to my grandmother when she was telling me stories of the Spanish flu and the Great Depression and how my grandfather on my Italian side had a family of 12 on one salary, and they had steak every night. He was a longshoreman in Brooklyn Heights. And I always think to myself, how did he do it? They did it. My other grandfather.
Somehow you have to find a way.
Yeah. But my
you
other
know,
grandfather.
You have, and that's what people, I know it's very cliche to say that, but people say it. I found a way. I wanted to,
you know,
my family needed to survive.
Again, there was this, again, it was all, everything is classism. He, who was an immigrant from, I'm trying to think, and he was definitely Sicily, and he was able to do this, English not being his first language when he came here, but he was able to put meat on the table for 12 or 13. He did that. Now, my grandfather on the other side, the Finnish-Irish side, spoke four languages, Latin being, he was fluent in Latin, and he was able to just move into something. He was a professor at St. Francis Prep. So again, it was all about, well, okay, he's a professor and one is a dock worker. So, but both
right.
of them managed to maintain, you know, sustenance for their family.
Which says a lot about the person.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
does. You know, I mean, you can't, kids or no kids, you just can't collapse.
No,
you know?
You can't. Yeah.
And
no, that's why.
Go
ahead.
You feel like it at times. I've had my moments where I'm like,
mm-hmm.
you know, okay, everybody out. And they're like,
mm-hmm.
we can't go anywhere. But
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, yeah. So, you know, you have to have that empathy, I think, that level.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
of empathy, and just go, you know, they're suffering too. Maybe not the way you are, but they're going through it as well. Look at how they're handling
yeah.
it. Take
yeah.
some of that. But and smile, speaking of our guests.
You know, exactly. And this is what I always say. You know, I always try to, even if I don't agree with somebody, their philosophy, their political views, I try to walk a mile in their shoes. And that, I think, brings
right.
us closer together, because it's like, you know what, there's no such thing as them and us. It's all us. We have to make this work, because truthfully, the planet belongs to all of us. And if we can't get
yeah.
it right because of political division, we're really not going to be okay. I think that's another thing that this year. And what I'm looking forward to, Lizzie, is in March when I – not March, in January. I think it's January 23rd or something like that, the Women's 13th. March.
Oh, the it's Women's
It's a Saturday.
Women's March.
Yeah,
I already
baby
have my
girl.
Mind on some other – yeah. Okay.
You're
so
going to be
– very exciting.
Oh, my God. You're going to be on the West Coast? I'm going to be on the East Coast. I'm going to figure out how to bring us both together. So that we
which would be so exciting, right?
Yeah, because again, we start earlier than you, but I'm going to have guests lined up so that you and I could be talking, and we just it's going to be a very different. You know, I'm going to say this. We've been broadcasting part of the Women's March probably since 2016. And it's going to be
it's
a very
a while,
different one this
yeah.
year. Yeah, it's going to be a very different one. It's going to be more celebratory. It's going to be less having to worry about our rights, worrying about this, worrying about that. So it's going to be really, I think it's going to be a fantastic one.
Yeah, it's super empowering. I mean, there's so many women out here, just like in New York, to support it.
Oh.
And, you know, I don't care if I fall down or get trampled, I'll be there.
Me too. And you know somebody, I'm like a big shot. I wear my press pass and I go there and blah, blah. And this year, John is going to be with me and he's going to be going out in the crowd and asking people. You know, I'm going to have people online. And
if you
want people online, and we're going to be filtering people in to give us a couple of words here and there. And it's just going to be great. It's just be great.
That is awesome. Yeah, that is really great.
So I think our guest is on. And you know what? I wish you were with me for a couple of shows that I went to with Mindy Fradkin. The show was Ageless Wonders, and I went to two of her shows. And this is something, in addition to the Smile Revolution, this is something that's near and dear to my heart. Women can't be ageless. Women aren't allowed to speak about their age without covering without covering their mouth or just saying, or the old thing is well, it's not polite to ask a woman her age. Well, why not? Why not? We're aging. We're supposed to age. Why do women age worse than men? And she had her Ageless Wonder show. I went to two of them, and one was at the Triad Theater in New York, which I absolutely loved. It was just a great. It was like set up like Studio 54 with little tables and everything, and I was sitting in the front and drinking and enjoying it. It was just wonderful. But Mindy has many different faces and many different hats, and she's part of the Smile Revolution. And Mindy and I, I'm just going to give a little sidebar, ran in the same circles when I was up in the Hudson Valley. I was up in the Hudson Valley, I think, until 2010. And we have the Pete Seeger. Yeah, we have the Pete Seeger common thread. We always managed to miss each other. Somehow, John and I and our band were doing different things. We were in Woodstock. We were here, we were there. Somehow, we always miss each other, but we hooked up here. So I'm going to bring her on, and we're going to end this year with a smile.
Definitely.
Let me see if I get her on.
She's important.
Here she comes.
Hi.
Mindy Fradkin, sweetheart.
Mindy. Hi. Thank you so
Hi,
much.
Mindy.
It's exciting to be on the last show of the year.
Isn't this great? Isn't this great? This is perfect.
Yeah. I think it's great, too. And I've never officially, I've seen you many times. I log on, but I have never officially talked to you. So it's so nice to meet you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to meet you. I've been checking you out, too, on Facebook and seeing all the amazing things you're doing.
She is.
Well, you know Facebook.
No, it's your magazine looks really wonderful. I was looking at it the other day. All the people you interview.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Thank you, Mindy. But
yeah.
I like your hat. We'll have to get to the hat section.
Right. I've been a hat designer I started making hats. I used to be a wardrobe fashion stylist back in the 80s in New York City. Yeah, it was a wardrobe. Yeah, I did wardrobe and props. And then I did one feature film as a costume designer, which led me to be a stand-up comic. I mean, it's just like my life is kind of levels around.
I even wondered if you were a stylist for a while because I'm like, I can just see her either, like I was telling Lori, you know, in the theater, either on the stage or doing things behind the scenes. You just seem that way, so creative.
Yeah.
And when you're designing your hats, I mean, I've been going on about this hat for Lori all season. And when you're designing your hats, do you have a vision or you just go with what you're feeling at the moment?
Yeah, it's just, it's just intuition and it just unfolds, like the design. It just, I, and I, the first hat I ever made back in, I went FIT at night in the millinery department. And the first hat I ever made, I always loved vintage clothes. So the first hat I ever made looked like out of the 1920s. I always liked the flapper look.
Yeah, the first hat.
I remember the first hand sculpt. The first hat I ever made was hand sculpted. And it looked like a flapper hat. And
that's
all my hats
really
are they're vintage. They're mostly vintage looking.
Right.
So,
no,
yeah.
I like your clothes as well. I'm obsessed with fashion.
I grew up in a fashionable family, and I was always combing through fashion magazines growing up, but I was always into music. I've always been very multifaceted, so I was always into music and singing every day and memorizing all the lyrics on the radio and into photography. So I was always behind the scenes, yet I was always making people laugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I wanted
but I
to
never
know
thought
the,
of
yeah,
myself
the story.
As a performer, you know, when I was growing up, because I had so many other interests, and I love photography for a long time, and you know, so and then you know, got into wardrobe styling when I got to New York. I used to live in L.A. I don't know if you know that. So I went to school out in L.A.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went. Yeah. So anyway, so I love both coasts. I love New York and L.A. But
Do you like New York better, would you say? A little more...
I love both. I mean, I love both, but obviously I guess I lean more towards the East. I grew up on the East Coast in Baltimore, so it's like
right.
I love the East Coast, but I love the West Coast too. I love L.A., and I lived in Oregon, and I love Northern California, so I like both.
Okay.
But I've been in
New
York
now,
a long time.
You design hats for Lori ever?
No, Lori, we haven't done that yet. No, we haven't made
what?
A hat
you
for Lori yet.
You know, and I'm gonna segue. People have written to me saying, because again, Liz is all about fashion. I've had people contact me and say, "Well, did Liz ever do combat boots for you? Did she ever do this?" Because Liz has this whole thing of where she thinks I should look.
I know. I heard that. Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, I said to my husband John, I was like, well, I don't know where I stand. I don't know where I can't identify myself. What is she talking about? Because one week it's a flapper hat, the next week it's combat boots. Where the hell am I? I have no clue.
Well, I have many looks. You can have different looks, Lori, if you want, because I have like people say I'm a woman of 1,000 looks. So.
Mm-hmm.
You can draw
well,
it and
Lori,
like kind of have a different look sometimes too.
I mean, you're
good,
very versatile. Is what I'm saying. You can pull off different looks. Okay, you know, yes, I love you in your black hat. That's the fedora, right?
Yeah.
Or
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That looks amazing on you. When I met combat boots, I'm editing my speech right now.
Go ahead.
We're not talking about the turkey, okay?
Go ahead.
When I said combat, I meant more like that. I know it sounds crazy, that Doc Martin, you know, style that's coming back in that all these influencers are wearing. It doesn't have to be Doc Martin, but you probably know this, Mindy, the boots with the chunky heel.
Yeah.
That's been coming back. Leather pants. How would you would be rocking that amazingly?
All right, but Lori has to feel it. It has to come. She has to feel it.
Now I'm going to say this is and Mindy. You know what I'm talking to talk about. I was sitting in when you had the last year when you had your Ageless Wonders at the I think it was the Tryout Theater. Oh my God! Is that the it was the sexiest place I've ever gone to.
I know
where
I love that theater.
Where was the one you were the year before that?
That was the United Solo. That was on Theater
yes.
Row, 42nd
yes, on
Street.
Row.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything disparaging, but this Liz, this place was.
It has
sexy.
So much character.
Oh,
really?
It's very beautiful.
Oh my God!
It's vintage looking. It's so it's a very beautiful space.
I have to be honest with you.
I would love it.
It was just wonderful, and I'm sitting there and I'm drinking great martinis. By the way, I was sipping my peach martini, and then her show was going on, and it's just wonderful. And then she had this hat parade. And, of course, who gets the
hat? Lori's on stage.
Tries anything. And they had to go on stage.
On, like, for people, yeah, on stage.
It was amazing. And it was this wonderful little theater.
That.
You certainly would have. It was just one. And the house was packed. And we're sitting there enjoying, and it was just a one. And Mindy, I'm going to say one thing before we talk about the Smile Revolution. I hope you don't forget about Ageless Wonders, because I think that is something that's always going to be potent, especially with women. And I want you to always make sure that that's some sort of staple in the ground of what your mission is.
Well, actually, I'm thinking, I have it. I have that show that you went to is all filmed. And I'm actually thinking about putting it online and selling tickets this month. That's what I'm thinking of doing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of doing this month, actually. Yeah, I think that's what I've been thinking about. Yeah. Because people have been saying they wish they had seen it. They miss it. You know, they want to see it. So it's like I do have the footage.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
that's really what I'm contemplating.
Yeah, I think I am going to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are doing things like that now.
It speaks to a statement that I hold dear. But again, the Smile Revolution, I think, always is seamless, but especially now. I mean, you started the Smile Revolution when all of this, when lockdown was happening, and where people needed a reason to think, you know, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I need to laugh. Mm-hmm. I need to giggle. And there you are. And you, what number of your show is the,
I'm on
the next
90.
One?
My 90 is the show on New Year's Day at 3:00 Eastern.
Wow.
It'll be noon Pacific, 3:00 Eastern. Yeah, I have Richard Skipper. He's going to be my co-host.
Richard. Yeah.
Who has his own show, fabulous. Richard Skipper Celebrates. He has an amazing interview show.
Yes,
and
he does.
A major talent and wonderful person. So, yeah, he's going to be my co-host, and I'm going to have Richard Brown's going to send me a video. I have different people sending me videos that I'm going to upload. And my friend Stevie Kalinich, a legendary poet and a songwriter and painter in L.A.
I've been loving that, by the way. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't he? He's amazing. And he's my new buddy.
Oh, my
gosh. I love him. Anyway, so we just met through a mutual friend in L.A. Well, anyway, he... I have a poem that he's reading. I'm submitting. It's from YouTube, and I'm gonna play it on my show, and it's a very powerful poem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I'm putting my show's unfolding. It always kind of unfolds new ideas. So, yeah. So that'll be good. 90th show since March.
Yeah.
And
you know what?
It's not easy.
It's not easy. It's not easy producing
a
show
and it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's helped me get through the pandemic. It's been helping me smile. And I'm happy. I'm so happy. I like to, like you, Lori and Elizabeth, I like to promote artists, and I like to help other artists. So I have a lot of friends and musicians and, you know, painters and poets and all kinds of people. So it's been really good to be able to do that and have my dance parties and my cooking and baking segments.
Yeah.
And all kinds, you know, Lori. My closet, going in my closet segment.
I
and
love
it's been
it.
Unfolding. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I like the
I
closet
that.
Segment.
Yeah, now
it's great.
People like all my clothes and stuff. I have a lot of vintage clothes from different eras, but I mostly love the late 60s, early 70s. But I have a lot of unusual clothes, and one of my friends is an actress. She calls it my happy closet. Because it's like,
it's
a lot of like flowers and colors, and it's like fun clothes, so.
So
it's that unfolded, and then my hat show. I do hat shows, and show my hats, and mini Mindy. I have little Mindy dolls.
I love it.
The doll maker makes from photos of me.
That's adorable.
They're adorable, yeah, and they're really cute. And then Lori said she likes my Gumby dolls. I have Gumby, and I have all kinds of fun things. Because I've done a lot of children's shows over the years, and I have all these like fun things.
Yep.
And also it's from the Smile Revolution. Gumby just represents the Smile Revolution because he's always smiling and hugging.
Right.
Gumby, I don't know if you know who Gumby is, but he's a doll, he or she, whatever. No gender.
Oh, yeah.
Gumby's from what, the 50s. I think it started in the 50s,
I think. Late 50s, yes, exactly.
Yeah. So I got him years ago. Yes, I don't know. Elizabeth, now how my project started? I guess the audience might not know.
Go right ahead.
Unless you wanted to say something, Elizabeth. You want to say something?
No. I'm gonna say something later, but you go right ahead, sweetie.
Okay, so the Smile Revolution started in 2005. The last time I saw my dad conscious, he gave me a big grin, and that smile changed my life for the better.
Mm-hmm.
We had a challenging relationship, and, you know, it was I spent the last few weeks of his life in Florida in the hospital. And we had a lot of healings at the end. He gave me a lot of blessings because I was there with him at the end of his life and just, you know, stayed there. Right. I couldn't leave to go back to him. I had to cancel like a lot of things. I just couldn't leave my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the emergency room, and then I just couldn't leave. So anyway, when I was going back to New York, I was doing my one-woman show with my hats, which I've done for years for an independent film. And I was doing like bar mitzvahs. I was making hats of bar mitzvahs. Anyway, so I go back, I'm leaving, and my dad gave, he was a week away from his death, and he gave me a big grin with no, it was like unconditional love, like not judging, nothing. And that smile was very powerful for me. And then I go back to New York, I'm being interviewed before my show, and out of my mouth came, "We need a smile revolution in the world." And it was just like this inspired thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's a great idea. And then he had a heart attack, and I ran back to Florida. The next week, I saw him, and he was in a coma. So that was the last act with that smile.
Yeah.
And then he died that week. And then that year, I almost didn't make it. It was, like, very hard and without my dad and a lot of other things. So what happened was I was on the radio a lot in Woodstock, you know, Lori, where you've been on that show in Woodstock.
Yep.
Woodstock Radio.
Yep.
And I was on the radio a lot that year. That's where I met Patty.
Mm-hmm.
Martin.
Yep.
And see, our paths kept crossing with people. I know,
always.
It's funny.
Sweetheart.
So
always.
Anyway, so Christmas week, I was very depressed and almost didn't make it that year. Well, anyway, Christmas week, 2005, it was like this thought came to me. It's time to start the Smile Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. It was like God like speaking to me. It was like this powerful thought. Then I launched it on the radio, and my whole life changed for the better because I went from being very self-involved to how can I help the world smile more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it started. And then I had a blog, and then I started a radio show because my girlfriend is a TV and film producer. She said, "You need a radio show or TV show to promote the Smile Revolution." I said, okay. So I was on the radio in Kingston Radio. Somebody interviewed me about the Smile Revolution. And then I went to the producer, and I said, "I'd like to have my own show." And he said, "What are you going to talk about?" And I said, "The Smile Revolution." And he loved it. And he said, "Okay." And he gave me a slot right there and then. And I restarted my show.
Yeah.
And then I got all these famous people like Pete Seeger and Mitchie Havens and all these people on my show.
Yeah. Mitchie Havens,
from Roland,
God bless him.
Roland. I met Roland.
Okay, so that's how it started. I didn't
know. So that's how it all started. Yeah, so it's like, and then I met Roland Musa, who became my husband, and now it's my husband, but we're still best friends. But we sing together and write songs for the Smile Revolution. He was very close with Pete Seeger. He was very close with Pete Seeger for decades, and Richie Havens, who wrote one of his songs, recorded one of his songs. And Arlo Guthrie, you know, he was friends with Bob Dylan in the Village in the 70s. Anyway, so he introduced me to all these people. And then I met other people on my own, too, you know, Buffy St. Marie and all kinds of people. But that's how it started. And then, so I did my radio show for a couple of years. And then we moved to Beacon near Costa Pete. And then what happened was I was developing a TV show to promote the Smile Revolution after that. And nothing was working out. So I'm out in L.A. visiting my friends and actor friends, and one of my friends' husband said, who's an actor, said, "Why doesn't Mindy do a one-woman show and here's a coach?" So that's how I got into writing my own show, the Ageless Wonder Show, out in L.A., and then I started working with her on Skype back in New York. So that's how that unfolded. And then I toured with that and won awards and everything. And then what happened was the pandemic hit, and then one of my friends said, "Can you do an uplifting Facebook Live?" And Because I'd done one, you know, I'd done some occasionally. So she said, and that was it. I started the first week of lockdown. I did my show. I had all this research, you know, from the radio show and the songs. I had the Smile songs. I have a whole album of Smile songs, which I'm just re-releasing this month. And, so it just kind of, first week, Lori knows, I did one every day. I did a show every day.
You did. You sure did. Yep.
And then Lori and I started talking. She goes, why don't you do like 3 times a week?
Yeah.
So then I started doing 3 times a week for months. And, you know, I dress up in all my costumes and my hats.
You poor
and, you know,
thing.
Do the,
oh, my God. You listen.
The dance. But no, it was great.
Thing.
No, not a poor thing.
Oh, God.
No, you know what? It helped me because I had a schedule.
I totally get
you
it.
You know what I mean? No, it was very helpful for me because, you know, it was very, I was racked fear the first week like we all were.
Yeah,
and
of course.
For me to do the show, I got rid of, it was like I was able to function.
Yeah, yeah.
And because my motive was not on myself. My motive was how can I help others bring some joy and be able to smile for a little bit and to be able to see some beautiful colors in my hats and the costumes and hear some, you know, wonderful quotes. You know, I always have like quotes. And so
and
it just
baking.
Kind of
and you're cooking
and my
baking
shows. Well, that unfolded later. A lot of stuff unfolded. A lot
you
of things
have a lot
unfolded.
Going on.
Months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm interviewing people like I used to do on my radio show because now I have a new program which allows me to interview people. Yeah. And because I was doing it on my phone for months, and thank God I've gotten a before the pandemic. Thank God I got this bracket for my tripod. So I was able to do my show. I mean, everything just unfolded that it was like I was able to do it. Cause, so anyway, so now I do it on this other program where I can have guests on, and so it's expanded, you know, over the months. And so
how do you manage it all?
Yeah, I'm the producer, director, the writer, the booker, the set designer, the costume designer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. I really need an intern, so I don't know. We'll see what happens in the new year. But in the meantime, I don't know. It just unfolds. The shows just kind of unfold. And
I don't know how you manage it.
You want to know what? Just finish what you're saying, Mindy, because I have something that I want to.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I have some new segments. I want to actually. You know what? I have a new idea. I haven't told you before.
Good.
Stevie Kalinich, who my this legendary poet who wrote songs with the Beach Boys with Dennis Wilson and Brian Wilson, and he's very close with Barney and everything. She grew up with him and many more people, Paul McCartney and everything. Anyway, Stevie has a great sense of style. Like he loves he wears hats all the time, and he's like this colors, and we relate to each other on that level. So, and he's inspired me in so many ways, but it's also the style. So I want to do like style segment. Elizabeth, you have to come on for that.
Oh,
I want to do like
Liz,
a style segment.
Liz, do it. Oh, I love it.
You know?
I love it.
I would do it in a heartbeat. Are you
I know.
In a heartbeat.
Telling you, and I have, like, good. I have like all these friends in the UK who like are so amazing designers and all kinds of amazing connections in the UK.
Oh, I love it.
So I want to actually, doesn't that sound like a cool idea?
I love it.
Yeah, and it's very uplifting.
Do it, baby. Yep.
Yeah, like having a style segment is like so great because it does make people smile and happy when they see somebody dressed really beautiful. You know.
Yeah,
and
it does.
Style. You know what I'm saying? So
and you feel different.
Yeah, and it's like it helps. Like it goes with the Smile Revolution because I have a book you may know this called The Power of Style. You know that book?
I sure do.
Anyway, I love this book. It's called The Women Who Define the Art of Living Well. And it's just like,
I love it.
I think it goes with what I'm doing. I decided that that would be good. I'm going to work on that.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah, I love it.
I think it's perfect
it.
For you.
That's
yeah.
a great correlation, Mindy. The fashion, I forgot about that. Fashion and, you know, people ask me why I like it so much. The power of style, you know, you can feel different depending on your mood, and then sometimes it can change, you know. Change your mood,
And it's like one of the things that my all people tell me who watch my show is I can't wait to see what I'm going to wear.
Yeah,
like I want to see like what hat she's going to wear, what costume, what colors she's going to wear today. You know what I mean? That's an important part of my show.
Yeah, it's,
you
know,
you
gotta have some catch like that.
Well, that's just me, but I'm just saying it's just how I, you know, I've always been this way. But what I'm saying is that my style's evolved, but I moved to New York years ago. But the thing is that it is does uplift people. So, yeah. So it's like kind of cool how that things are opening up, you know.
You know what I want to bring up as far as on a personal level, and Richard Skipper might know, if he's in New York, he might know what I'm talking about. When I was watching Mindy's show, when she started this in March, and I'm thinking to myself, why is it hitting me on a personal level? And a lot of people have said, she's kind of the Fred Rogers. And I'm thinking, yes, but that's not where it's hitting me. And then it just occurred to me one day, and it was probably like 2 months ago, there was a show, Liz, you probably don't know of the show because, number one, West Coast, and you're a little younger than me. There was a show called Baby Daphne that I loved when I was a kid. It was this witch who, and it was Patricia Blair, who is passed since, who was this gorgeous model, who was this. She created this show. It was what we used to call cartoon hosting. And she would just have her little 15-minute segments before a cartoon, whatever the cartoon was. And she was amazing. And it was all – she subsidized the show. It was on Channel 5. It was on Channel 13. And she just did everything with the show. And she was absolutely wonderful. And I remember loving that show as a kid. And that is what I realized your show was to me. It was just like, it was comedy. It was this woman did everything, costume design. She did the set design. She did everything. And the funny thing was when the credits came up, it was Baby Daphne was the wacky, wonderful, lovable witch. But everything else was Patricia Blair, and Richard Skipper might know this, and that's what immediately I fell in love with your show because it made me feel that.
Huh? You never told me this. I didn't know that.
Well, this is, you know, in front of a few thousand people. I figured, why not now? But this is
okay.
When I was trying to think of what was the magnet that pulled me. Fred Rogers, yes, but it was Baby Daphne. And if you look up, I mean, she's passed.
I'm
going to
look it up.
She was, and she was wonderful and beautiful, a beautiful woman. And she had this thing, I think it was from 1969 to, probably 1972.
Wow.
So she had this show. And she
That's
was wonderful. And it was the interesting thing about this, which she, anytime she said the word makeup, somebody would come out with this big powder puff of makeup. Even if she said, if you're making up with a friend, they would hit her in the face. And he was this beautiful woman who was dressed up like a witch. Again, running parallel with H.R. Puff and stuff and Witchy Poo. She knew what she was doing. She was brilliant enough to know, okay, this is where we are, and this is what I'm going to do. And the ratings were great, and she did it for quite a few years.
That's interesting.
I always felt comfortable with your show because you do everything. You're the producer, you're the host, Mangler, you do everything. And that's what she did.
Thank you. Yeah, that's interesting. I have to look her up now. That's great.
I think you love her because she's adorable.
Thank you. That's great. You know, that's really neat. So anyway, I wrote a note. I just like wanted to share something. I have like top tips, and I'm writing this down, like for being able, helping people to smile. And I think this year, in the midst of all of this, you know, such a difficult year for everybody in different ways, it's really been a year of spiritual growth for many, I think.
Yeah.
For definitely for me. And don't you think? I mean, it really has been because there's so many things we haven't been able to, you know, we can't do. There's so many things we can't do. Things are closed. But yet there's a lot of things that we really can live without that we thought it was like automatic. You know what I'm saying? So it's just been a real growth experience, I think. And we've all had to pivot in different ways. But it's been good in that we've had to grow from it and be able to still keep going. And I just wrote down some things, if I can share them.
Sure.
Okay. So staying in the present, a lot of people like wish things were back to how they were, and you know, you keep wishing that things were different, of course, but yet all we really have is the present. And if you can stay in the moment and just take it everything minute by minute, just letting things unfold, it helps you mentally. It'll help you.
Yeah.
And I'm always looking for, right? And then look, I'm not saying it's always easy to do, but, you know, it's really what we really do have. And then always looking for the silver lining with whatever's going on, trying to look for the good. And, Laura, you know, you've seen, like, I think, every show. It's like I always say this, but it's so true. It's like there's always good going on. No matter what. And trying to be grateful for what you do have. I was talking to somebody the other day, and she was telling me all her problems. I said, well, just try to be grateful for what you do have. You know, you have a roof over your head. You have food on the table. Not everybody can say that right now. There's millions of people who don't even know where their next meal's coming from.
I know.
Right? And if you can help someone else, like try to get out of yourself. Like a lot of people are very depressed and like filled with self-pity. But if you can try to help somebody else, that helps break that mesmerism. And watching comedies, if you watch comedies,
absolutely.
That always helps.
Absolutely.
And learning something new. Like this year, I'm learning guitar. Rowan's teaching me guitar. I'm at private lessons with him on FaceTime.
How was that going?
And
good.
I mean, it's so great to learn something new, but also I've always wanted to learn, you know, either I was learning ukulele, but now Rowan's teaching me, it's better to have private lessons than just going on YouTube with videos, but I've been learning both this year. And it's a lot of work on guitar, but he's teaching me an easy way. I don't have to learn 50 chords the way he's teaching me. We're going up and down with the capo, right? It's like it's five chords, whatever.
Yeah,
you know, it's an easy way of learning guitar. So I'm doing it, and he's teaching me that way. Yeah. And singing is always good. When you sing in the shower or sing in the car, whatever, singing is always uplifting. And laughter, of course. Praying or meditating, dancing. Mm-hmm. When you can, like, listen to music and dance,
that always
changes
your
mood. Mm-hmm. Taking a walk, everybody says that, but taking a walk is always good. And being kind.
Yeah.
Stop condemning others.
Yeah.
If we can shift instead of condemning people, like there's so much of that on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right? I mean, I've noticed, with people,
though. It's hard.
What?
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's really
I'm not
hard.
Saying this is any of this is easy.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not. It's a political.
Those are great
tips.
Look, Mindy.
Thanks.
It's a political.
And then
divide,
being compassionate.
You know?
Being compassionate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then bake. Of course, I would say bake because baking is very relaxing to me.
Absolutely.
And cooking, drawing, write a poem. If you've never written a poem, write a haiku. Those are really fun. You know, just anything to just doing something new always is inspiring. And this year is a great time, as we know, it's to do new things.
Yeah.
You never know where we're
going. Sometimes you look back later and then you go, wow, I did that during that horrible, you know, what everyone has labeled it, horrible time. And you're kind of proud of yourself that you stepped out and did it.
Right. And you never know where to lead. You know, it's like, you know, you never know. And I had this, one of my favorite quotes is from Mother Teresa, and she says, peace begins with a smile.
Yep.
I mean, she has a lot of quotes about smiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always end the show with my favorite quote from her, which is, if we don't know peace, it's because we don't realize we belong to each other. That's probably one of my favorite quotes from her.
Yeah, that's
and
a great
really
quote,
is.
Too.
And it really is, because, I mean, again, we're so willing to keep the wall of divide between us for political reasons, for religious reasons.
Right.
We do that. And the truth is, you know what? You have a right to believe whatever you believe, and I have a right to do the same. If we could just meet in the middle and not
kill
each other because of it.
I know.
That's really what this is about. That's really what this is about.
And it's not easy. It's not easy for anyone.
No.
It's not. No. But, you know, if we can try to be kinder and just try to be less judgmental and have
yeah.
compassion, because everybody's got a human, everyone has an opinion, and you're never
yeah.
going to change other people's opinions. Everyone
no,
thinks the way they think.
Not. Absolutely not.
You know, but
and
if
I
we
know
can still
I...
see the good, if we can still see
yeah.
the good in them.
And you know,
you know?
I was saying to Liz before, this is probably going to be, I think, my fourth year of doing the show live from the Women's March in New York. And I'm wondering what it's going to be like this year, because it's going to be less. We're going to have less of a push behind it, because we know the administration coming in is going to be more pro women. It's not going to be
right.
an assault on our reproductive
uh-huh.
rights.
Right.
So I'm so curious to see, and I can't wait to get there. As much as it was great when the first year I got on the train, John and I got there, we had our press passes, and the train was full of people with their placards, women and men with their kids, just saying, this is the last time. I never thought I had to protest this again. And it was just wonderful to be part of that. But being part of that was the problem. So I'm wondering what this year is going to be like, and it's just going to be so wonderful to broadcast in a climate of it's okay, and we could voice ourselves, but nothing's on the line. I think that's what's going to be wonderful.
I think it'll be more celebratory.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree
and
with that.
Still, but yet, still the pandemic is still happening. So.
Oh, absolutely.
We got that,
absolutely.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll get masks and masks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be in I'm going to be in Central Park West, which is where I usually broadcast, and Liz is going to be out on the West Coast. Mindy, if you want to jump in. And you know what? Wait a second. There's always something going on in the Hudson Valley. Woodstock, I mean, Saugerties always has pretty big marches. So if you want to just call us in, that'd be great.
That's a good idea. From Woodstock, I could go up to Woodstock.
They usually have something pretty big. I mean, it starts at the Colony.
I don't know, Woodstock
and,
or Beacon.
Yeah.
Or Woodstock or Beacon, yeah. All right, I'll let you know.
Exactly.
I'll look into it.
Yeah, let me know and just
yeah, that'd
know
be fun. Yeah,
let,
I'll let you know.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great, because it's just, you know, again, it's gonna be with less intensity. But you know what? It, you know, we have to do it. Women have to get out there and just celebrate who we were, how far we came, and yeah, I think that's a great thing.
Mhm. Yeah. I have another quote I wanted to share.
Please.
From Anne Frank. Anne Frank,
oh,
who was a teen in the Nazi Germany, Jewish, and they were quarantined, you know, their family, and because, you know, they couldn't leave their house. I don't know how long that, I think it could have been years. I don't know. So her quote is, think of all the beauty still left around you and be happy. I mean, that's an amazing quote coming from her. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
that
really,
very
you know,
nice.
Sometimes you get into, like, you're depressed, you're feeling sorry for yourself. It's like, here it is, Anne Frank, you know, they were quarantined, couldn't leave the house at all. And she said, think of all the beauty. You know, and be happy. Isn't that powerful?
Mentally, you have to be strong.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I always think, you know, again, I don't want to say we're flimsy and we're babies. But one of the first quotes I put up was, Anne Frank did this with two families and 900 square feet for, I think, a year. So if we could quarantine, and most of us are in houses, we're not afraid to be, you know, we're not afraid to flush the toilet. We're not afraid for people to hear us.
Right.
You know,
she
did this. I mean, come on. We'll be okay. We could do this.
Yeah. I mean, it is amazing when you think about her and her family and that she could say that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, really, it's like I have that on my refrigerator now, because it's like whenever I start feeling upset or, you know, depressed or whatever, it's like I look at that and I'm like, be happy. Focus on good. You know?
The wisdom of who
anyway,
you know.
So, you know, so I'm really grateful you had me on today. And I have to tell you all that I have now, as Lori has the mug. I've got the mugs now.
I love it. I use it today, yeah. Sweetheart. Oh, I love
it. I've been thinking about it for months. I finally did it, made Smile Revolution mugs.
Mm-hmm.
And with my logo on the front, and then some without the logo too. But I've got these multicolor balloons with smiling balloons,
mm-hmm.
that says, "May you give and receive many smiles."
Yeah.
And then T-shirts, long sleeve shorts. I'm doing that, and then I'm doing hand painted masks. Cause I paint on
yeah.
hats
oh,
and fabric.
Oh, you're doing masks. Okay.
I'm doing hand painted. Yeah, I just launched it. I mean, I just put them up. Actually, Lord, they're on my website as of now. I just called before. I just put them up. And I hand paint masks, and some of them say smile or hello, which
mm-hmm.
is when I wear a hello mask, people wave at me sometimes. They like say hi to me. It's like friendly.
Aww.
And you can write any word you want, like six letters. And like you can put your name on it. You can put, you know, happy or whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Or peace.
Wow.
Another one, actually, peace would be good. Peace would be good. Just
oh,
write
I like
peace.
That.
So,
I like that.
Peace.
Yeah. Yes.
I
yes.
think that's good. Yeah. So it's, I just launched that because I made them for myself and people would comment
mm-hmm.
and my friends started ordering them. So I decided to do them. And, so it's fun. It's nice to get the word out, you know, different words to put on your masks, and you can write anything you want.
And the mug is lovely because it's orange. The colors are just amazing. Orange on the inside. It's just so vibrant. And that's the perfect way to start your day with all these brilliant, vivid colors. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that just so you know, the mug with the orange handle on the inside with the orange is out of stock where I'm getting them
mm-hmm.
for like probably a month or so. But I can get them with the white mug. I know. It's unfortunate right
mm-hmm.
now because they've sold so many. So
mm-hmm.
I've got to get their back stock, the one with the orange. But I still have them with the white mugs available right now. So I'm just saying.
But
I know the orange is
either way.
Cute. Either way, it'll be it's cute
beautiful.
Either way. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love it.
I'm glad you got
it.
Yours. Yeah.
Oh,
and
I
know. Yeah. So the website is under my name, Mindy Fradkin, FRADKIN.com. That's where everything is. So that my shows and the mugs and the T-shirts and everything. Well, the T-shirts aren't up now. I got to put those up, but the mugs and the masks. And
before you go, what's give us the 5-year plan for you? What's going to be going on? I'm hoping
in 5 years.
This is my personal point of view. I'm not leading you. Just wonders. I love that. I love the texture of it. I love the philosophy, and I love the show. It was just great. I went twice. So I'm just hoping
you.
that's something that's not going to be pushed to the side. Tell me what you could be doing.
All right, so
5 years.
Okay, oh, you're funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yes.
5 years. I'm so focused on Smile Revolution though, but I am going to have,
mm-hmm.
as I said, I'm going to do something so people can watch my show. I'll sell
yes.
tickets online for this Ageless Wonder show so people can see it.
Mm.
But right now, I mean, doing the Smile Revolution show is a lot of work, and it's getting more and more work now. And I
yep.
see it being picked up by a producer and having it on a network. And that's my
mm-hmm.
goal is to have my own show, like officially, like on, you know, Netflix or, you know, whatever. Or,
I see
it taking off. And
mm-hmm.
so that's my goal is really to have it have a TV show.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could see it.
Yeah, so
easily,
that's really. Yeah, so that's like really my focus because. You know, you got to focus. So, I mean, the Ageless, we'll see what happens with the Ageless show. I mean, just I have to take everything day by day. But right now, I really want to get the show that I'm doing off the ground in a bigger way.
And you know something? The truth is, you could always dust things off and then bring them out again. I mean, Ageless Wonders is fully formed. You could always bring it out whenever.
Oh,
whenever
yeah, no,
you
definitely,
think
yeah.
Perfect.
But yeah, and you can see it online when I get it up. Hopefully, I think I'll be able to do it this month. But the thing is that it's just right now I'm developing my show and it keeps developing
mm-hmm.
itself. Things,
yeah.
new ideas. You know what I mean? And more guests. And I really love to promote people who are doing great work.
It's the best.
Great
yeah,
artists.
It's just
and,
the best.
You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I just you're all like this too. You have a radio show with promoting people great. Doing great things, you know. So, we'll see how things go. I just feel really inspired by what I'm doing and happy that I can help other people and promote them and help people smile. And, so it's great. And writing, I want to do some more smile songs. I want to write some more smile songs.
Good.
And so working on more music and learning the guitar. And when we pass this whole thing, this pandemic, getting back on stage with music, you know, and who knows, maybe I'll be doing more stage work too. We'll see what the Ageless Wonder. We'll see. Just one thing at a time. It's just like right now the focus is that. But
so
it's good. It's all good. And, you know, I'm just really busy. It's just a lot to do.
Yeah.
But it's good. I'm really getting busy. I need help. I need a staff. But that'll come too.
Exactly. You know, I'd rather be busy than waiting for the phone to ring. That's my thing.
Right.
I'd rather be busy and just, you know, pulling my hair out than just sitting around waiting for something to happen. So it's a good place to be. It's a good place to be.
Yeah. So I'm grateful that, I'm grateful for that I'm able to do what I'm doing. And I just feel very blessed and fortunate that I'm able to, in spite of all the challenges and the weirdness that we're all living through.
I know.
You know.
But tell
and
me,
it's,
tell
you know,
about
it's
your
still,
New Year's
yeah.
show.
New
Year's
so my New
show,
Year's
you...
show, it's Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, noon Pacific. Richard Skipper is my co-host. And
I love him.
Let's see, I'm going to have like a dance party too, because it's Friday and a lot of Fridays I dance parties. So I'm going to have a dance party section, and Richard and I are going to talk about wrapping up the year. And he's so inspiring, and he'll have a lot of wonderful things to say, too. And then I've got Stevie Klinich. He's going to be – I'm going to play one of his poems. It's called Be Still. It's very powerful and uplifting.
Okay.
And then I've got a childhood friend who's he was an actor in New York years ago, and now he's a therapist. He's very uplifting, and he did a video that is just so – it's very short but really uplifting, so I'll be playing that. And then Richard Barone, acclaimed musician, author, and producer, he's sending me a video.
Yep.
So I have different – and I have another actor friend might be sending me. So it's just kind of – we'll see what happens. More things are coming in to play. Yeah.
But that's the best.
And it'll be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be
– I love it.
Yeah. A nice way to start the new year.
Yeah, it's just great energy. It's just great energy having all that. You know, I always love never knowing where you're going to land. I like that more than anything. Believe me, I love that.
Well, I really appreciate your support, both of you, and having me on. And Lori, I think I've seen every show.
I have.
You've been a big fan. Lori's been a big fan.
I wouldn't miss it ever.
That's
awesome. Even if I
don't
see it live.
I know.
Even if I don't see it live, I see it later. I always know what's going on.
Right.
That's so good.
Yeah. And so anyway, I'll let you know, Liz, when I do my style segment.
I can't wait.
Please.
I really can't wait. Oh, I can't wait.
You can style me.
Too.
Style me, Mindy.
I can style you. I don't think I need to. I think you can. I know you have great style.
I love it.
Now, we're going to talk about style, and we'll talk about it before the show. We'll figure
it
out. It'll be fun.
Oh, my God. I'm going to poke my nose in that. You know I will, but this is going to be great. I can't wait for that.
This is going to
be great.
People from the UK. I'm going to get some. Yeah, actually, there's a really great Facebook page, Liz, you might want to know about. It's called Frock Up Friday. I have like 14,000 people in there, and it's started in the UK. It's the UK, these singers from the UK.
Oh, how nice.
It's been one of the best Facebook pages, and it's like all these amazing, mostly from the UK, but it's people from all over the world. And it's like everybody, on Fridays, we all dress up and take pictures, and then you post it on that page, and it's very inspiring.
Cool.
I'd like
is.
To have
I
them on the show
because
and they have a whole book. They actually came out with a book of I'm not in it because I got in too late. Once I found out about it, they'd already gotten pictures for their book. But I'm in their calendar. They have a calendar and a book with like all these people dressing up like really amazing. It's a really amazing
group.
Isn't that neat?
I
get started in lockdown. They started in lockdown.
Well, Mindy, you know whose book you're in. Eccentric Behavior. You're in my book.
I know. I can't wait. we'll see when it comes out now.
Liz, you love the way I snuck that in.
You snuck it in. I actually, one of them I've promoted on my show. One, you know, they're both singers. One of them I had on my show, a Sister Susie and the Right Band.
Oh.
Anyway, but I'm not in their book.
That.
And so they said they're so sorry. Okay. They would have had me in their book, but I came in too late. They already picked up the pictures for the book.
Okay.
But I said, well, I'm in another book. It's okay, Lori. I already said, well, I'm in another book, so it's okay.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. I did make their calendar. I'm in their February calendar,
nice.
I think.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
No, it's neat. It's
Look,
really,
got,
it's great group.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, again, you missed the margin, but that's fine. You're in the calendar. That's okay.
I made the
that's
calendar, so.
That's great.
That's it. Not everybody can make a calendar, sweetheart. Yeah.
What?
Not everybody could make a calendar. I haven't made a calendar.
No,
so that's
into a calendar. Right. Now I'm in a calendar this year. So it's
fun.
Pretty
cool. That's pretty cool.
It is fun.
Mindy,
so it's a great group. You should check it out.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
Is there anything else that you want to shout out before you leave the show?
My show is now on YouTube as well. Recently, it's been a recent addition.
Right.
Wow.
So
Princess Wow, WOW,
mm-hmm.
is on YouTube. And then it's on my Facebook page, Princess Wow, WOW, exclamation point. It's like it's on my Princess Wow Facebook page for people who aren't, you know, my, you know, on my Mindy. There aren't my, because if you're on my, for a long time, I was only doing it on my, whatever. You have to like my page, you know, you have to be a Facebook friend. So I had to move to the Princess Wow page too. So anybody can go on there and watch replays of my show or live. I've been doing it twice a week, but my schedule could change. Something like this, it can change. Usually Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern, but sometimes my schedule changes.
Yeah.
So as of now, that's what I've been doing. It could change, but you can always see a replay or find out when the next show is. Or on my website, I have a pop-up screen on my website, which isn't always updated every single time, but it's Mindy Fradkin, FRADKIN.com.
Love
it. I usually
website.
See it on Facebook, so that's where I catch it.
Yeah, so you can always go on Facebook under Mindy Fradkin or the Princess Wow page to find out my next show or just watch a replay.
Exactly. It's always available in the archives. That's perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to speak to
you
and to
thank
you.
It was great. Yeah. I know. Thank you so much for having me. Happy New Year.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year, darling. I love you, and I'll be there for your next show, so I'll be writing my comments. Mindy Fradkin, thank you so much. Smile Revolution, everything else, and all the information is going to be on our page tomorrow, New Year's Eve, so you could follow her from then. Thank you, darling. Happy to you, and just keep it up. You know, you're doing a wonderful thing, and never dismiss that.
Oh, I have one more thing. The mission statement. I think I forgot my mission statement to end on.
Go ahead.
Raising awareness to the healing power of a genuine smile. That's the mission.
Yeah. And that's so important. Genuine smiles. That's the whole thing. Perfect. Thank you, Mindy.
Okay.
And you'll
be
on the
show
again.
Thanks so much.
Happy New Year. We love you. Take
care.
Okay,
we check.
Lizzie, are you going to hook up with her? Because that's perfect. I think that's a perfect.
Oh,
perfect,
my gosh.
Perfect. Are you oh, my goshing? Because I think that's perfect.
I'm oh, my goshing because she has got that. And I she's got so much going on. I can't even believe it.
Yes. Yes. Indeed.
Yeah, she has a lot.
She
definitely needs an intern.
You know what? I'm gonna write to her and tell her to contact NYU as far as getting these free interns if they still do that. I always got my interns from NYU. I don't know what's going on with them as far as
That's very smart.
But it's a wonderful thing to give college credits, and
yes.
Thing, it makes perfect sense.
Real life experience, that's a great thing to have. But
it's a nice thing.
I will go on the style section.
I can't wait. You know I'm going to be listening.
I know you can't.
And writing to you. Well, I don't like this. I like this.
oh my God!
Is that
okay,
gonna be
I was. It will be a hoot, and maybe Mindy will have some suggestions for me, which would be really cool and interesting. You know, she does have a lot of vintage items and pieces, I think she called it the happy closet. So
you have to see if she still has a video of her show at the Triad Dinner. But again, I'm sitting in the front row, and Leet was with me at the time, and I had my peach martini. I must have had three, and we're sitting there. We're in the press booth, so we're thinking we're pretty big, and I'm just my legs crossed. So then Mindy had the hat parade, and she started calling people up, and she called me on the stage, and you know how shy I am. She had to really pull me on the stage. I was up
really?
There. She put this big thing on me, and we did a march around the theater. And it was such a great day. It was a day in the city, and I went out to dinner before to brunch before that, and it was just and she had a packed house. She had a packed house. It was wonderful. I'm going to send you I think I still have the video from it. I'm going to send it to you. But we had a great time. We had a really great time. She really put the show together well. She really. And actually, Roland, her husband, was with her at the time. And the show before that, I didn't see with him. But he was singing harmony with her. And it really made a difference. It was wonderful. So I really enjoyed it. We had a great, great time. I think it was like, I'm going to misspeak, but I think it was probably, maybe December of last year that we went, or the end of November. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So it would be a nice little thing for you to do, honey.
Yeah. No, excuse me, Lori. I didn't hear you.
I said it would be a nice little thing for you to do.
Yes, completely. I would absolutely love that. I like Mindy a lot, and whenever I can catch her, I do. So, and she's not shy. She's very, true to her style. And I don't see you shy as either. I'm going to slip that in. But
I was just kidding. That's why she picked me out of the audience. She knew I'd be okay.
Okay. All right, I'm just my little slip in. And so then I was just, thinking, wow, she just isn't, she's authentic in her style. She stays true to herself.
She's really nice. Yeah, and she's done a lot of stuff. She's done a lot of New York networks. She was on, again, you might not know this, she was on Channel 5 here a lot, where Gordon Elliott used to go into people's houses for just random knocking on doors and going to people's houses for breakfast. And she was up that whole trail of spontaneous network. And it was
right.
It was just wonderful. And she's still going. And like I said, look up Baby Daphne on YouTube. Baby Daphne,
okay.
The lovable wacky witch. And when I was watching, I watch all her shows, and there was something that pulled me in, and it's usually something that is something that's deep within us, and it's usually our childhood. And it wasn't Fred Rogers, though I could see the parallel. It was Baby Daphne. And that's when I realized, oh, wow, that's why I like this show, because it was safe,
right.
It was funny, and it was run by somebody who did everything, the makeup, the directing, the producing. It was this woman, Patricia Blair, who was Baby Daphne. So again, that's what reeled me in. And look at it, and you'll look at Patricia Blair's show, Baby Daphne, and look at Mindy's show, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and YouTube is a beautiful thing because everything is available, everything. Every show that you ever missed or wanted to see, it's always there. So
right. No, that's
hear,
wonderful.
Kona,
she's got a
I hear
panel.
Your beautiful. I hear your beautiful
know.
Boxer.
I
love that baby.
You.
Oh, come on.
Then, I'm thinking about Mindy. You got to smile through it if she interrupts
it's
the
just,
show.
It's just, you know what? Wait a second. It's just your baby talking. That's all it is. It's just a little baby talking. Telling you stuff.
Okay.
You can't
I'm
understand it, but she's telling you stuff. Listen. I don't know if you heard my big Siamese, my big boy Fred, before when he came up and he was looking at his mother yowling. I don't know if you heard him before, but I kissed him and he went away.
Oh, I know. Sometimes they need that attention. She's probably like, what's going on?
She's
like
a baby.
The way you're holding that phone and the whole
she's
thing.
She's a baby. How old is she?
Yeah, she is a baby. She's only 13 months.
Oh, she's a little thing. She doesn't know.
I know. She's got the energy of, I don't know how to describe it, but.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like four children now. Just what I need. But I'm going to smile.
But you know what? They actually straighten out very quickly. And I know Fred is going to be 14 this May.
Wow.
And I remember when we first got him, he was like 6 weeks old, and I look at him and he's older, but he's still a kitten. And you know what? I love that because I want him to stay, and he's been with us so long. So you know what? If he annoys me a little bit because he wants mama's attention, that's okay. Mama kisses him and she sends him
right.
his way. That's it. That's it.
Exactly.
So let me give a couple of shout outs this week. Liz, did I tell you last week about, well, no, last week you were on the show with me. John and I went to this restaurant called O. Henry's Public House on Staten Island. And let me tell you something. If you've ever wanted British cuisine, this is the place to do it. We went there.
Oh, wow.
This is a funny story. We went there with John. It was myself and John's aunt, who I adore, but she's two steps away from being a nun. So that could kind of get in the way of, you know what I'm saying, could get in the way of political
yeah.
discussion. So I adore her, and I know her since I'm 18. So she and I are talking and everything. And then John and she get into a little bit of a political discussion. So here comes Lisa McFarland, who is the co-owner of O. Henry's. And she's passing by, and she and I are sitting, we're talking. I had a couple of drinks. I had beautiful peach martinis. Let me tell you something. I haven't had better peach martinis ever. Just wonderful.
Wow.
So she and I are talking. So we're sitting there, and John and his aunt are starting to get a little bit more, I don't want to say loud, but again, you could see where they're going with the conversation. And I said to Lisa,
right.
There's love at this table. There's real love at this table. And we just let it go, and I'm sitting there talking to her. And you know what? It was just one of those crazy afternoons. It was a blustery day, and it was a perfect port in the storm. Just wonderful, wonderful texture. It was just wonderful ambiance. O. Henry's Public House on Minthorn Street.
Wow.
In Stapleton on Staten Island. I will go there again and again. And you know what? They have a New Year's menu. It's, again, now all the restaurants pretty much are not outdoors, not indoors. So you know, they're outdoors, but at this point, in 25 degrees, you don't want to go out there if there's the heating is not up to snuff. So order online.
That sounds amazing,
order.
Lori.
It's really fun. And, you know, I love ordering in on New Year's Eve because there's this Twilight Zone marathon, and I always stay home for that. So anybody who's home, who's ordering, it's just O. Henry's Public House. It's just the best deal in town, and they have a diverse menu, and you're really not going to go wrong with that. And a couple of my friends actually told me to give a shout out. You know, this is really weird because at this point, we're not seeing anybody for Christmas. So if you give people gifts later on, that's okay. They're not going to know the difference. I have a good friend, Fennell White, and her business partner, Lois Eden, who have this wonderful, wonderful, they have these wonderful coastal landscapes that they create for people. I think at this point in the winter here on the East Coast, I think it's wonderful. They have this, the landscaping is just amazing. Just all these wonderful beach scenes and everything that you want to picture in January, February, and March, they will bring to you either on stone or on canvas, which is a wonderful thing. And they have their, let me put my glasses on for this. Their website is lifeartsdesign.com. And they just do wonderful things. I mean, I actually have a print of theirs that when I'm waiting for wall space. The minute I get wall space, I'm going to put it up. But it's just this time of year on the East Coast, just seeing waves and green and blue and sand is just a wonderful thing. So again, we're going to put their website
up tomorrow.
LifeArtsDesigns.com. And it's just wonderful. Okay. And again, I'm going to spell it out for everybody tomorrow. But just great stuff. And I think we all need a little sunlight, a little sand, a little shells, a little something. A little something that makes
exactly.
us feel good. And I want to talk about Gemma Moments. This is a segue for Gemma Moments, sweetheart. Are you ready?
Sweetest thing. Well, I've got quite a few ahead of me. And I will be okay. I'm excited because this is what I wanted to do, you know, not just do fashion. And there's going to be a relationship coach, an actual man, you know, that I'm going to interview. You know, I say actual man because the fashion is a lot of people think I feature. No, it is a man, a real man. I feature mainly women, you know, designers, fashion designers, influencers, but musicians, a lot of women musicians. So the next couple of weeks should be interesting. It will be another skincare. I know, skincare woman LA. And then we're going to have Matthew Solomon on, who actually, believe it or not, is a consultant with racism. I've never heard of this. Sexism.
Oh, nice.
He's the author of two different books. So he sounds like a super interesting guest. Someone to interview. And then we will have some other surprises. And if you haven't been to GemmaMagazine.com lately, you can read the interview. Is small. It's brief. But you still get a good vibe of Sutton Strack from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yep.
So she's on there. And we have a fashion film, not just like fashion pictures, but we have a fashion film that we're going to show and the history behind that. So, you know, I'm trying to change it up and keep it fresh and current as much as possible.
And then we're going to have an esthetician on who actually, which I thought would be interesting instead of just, you know, from the client's perspective. Oh, yeah. That was the most amazing facial I've ever had in my life. I feel like a new person. 2 days later, you know, you're like back to your life. I want to talk to her and see what is it like to be touching people's faces. And, you know, it's not easy work. So
no,
I
love that.
I'm going to interview her. And so kind of more behind the scenes look at some of these people.
Oh, that's sexy. That's sexy. I love that. I love behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's just great.
And she actually did do one on me, and I ended up buying. She makes her own, she formulates her own oils that I am just completely addicted to, whether they're working or not. You know when you tell yourself they're working, and then you ask your family, like, can you believe how this is working? And they're like, what's working?
It.
And I said, look at my skin. And then they go, uh-huh. Oh, it's working, Mom. I love it. Never looked better. And they just the answer right on board.
Jesus, Mary, and St. Joseph, honey, come on.
You've got beautiful skin.
No,
sweetie.
Whether it's working or not, you've got a placebo effect.
Honey, I see your skin. It's beautiful. Stop.
No, I'm just saying. She makes her own oil. She formulates it herself. I'm actually.
That's perfect.
I love the whole science part of it. I'm not kidding.
Good.
I love listening to, you know, the herbs and everything that they put in there.
The mixture and everything.
Pomegranate seed oil, avocado oil. So I hope to get, you know, all those details down as well. But thank you for today. I mean, this is hard to believe. I cannot believe 2 days, Lori?
Yeah, baby doll. Tomorrow. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit over 24 hours, but yeah, we're done. This is the last Wednesday of the new year, and here we are, and we got to make it a better one. We got to make it a better, do the best we can, and you know what? It's been a marathon, not a sprint, so we have to keep that in mind, and we have things ahead of us. We have things ahead of us, so we can't just say, you know, the vaccine is here. We're in the clear. We have to. This is something that we might need a little bit more breath to, and that's fine. We've come this far,
right.
So we'll go a little further. That's it. And saying goodbye to everybody. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for making this year as wonderful for us as I'm hoping it was for you. Liz and I enjoyed it immensely, and we enjoy your interactive, your comments, your likes on Facebook, and we just hope that everybody goes into 2021 with the same free-spirited mind and the same enthusiasm as we went into 2020. And truthfully, as Angie Miller said last year, if we saw this coming, we probably wouldn't have been as strong as we are. So you know what? Let's just go day by day. It's that 12-step theory.
Right.
One day at a time. Let's do it. Liz, I love you. Thank you for joining me.
I love
you. Thank
you
for being here. And everybody, go out and make it a wonderful year. And again, I want to sign off with my favorite quote from Mother Teresa. If we know no peace, it's because we've forgotten we belong to each other. So let's go out and take that into 2021. Nina is going to take us home. Liz, you stay well until the next time we meet, which will be in 2021.
Okay,
goodbye,
too.
Everybody. Take
Bye-bye.
It easy. Nina, take us home.